All right, we're back with Football Twaddle with
Hello.
Saru and Baru.
Welcome to Football Twaddle, and I want to start with one sentence.
We're going to
Russia. Russia, here we come, finally, after months of penance.
Wait, I think we need some music for that. You can say that again. Where are we going, Saru?
So
we have a sponsorship opportunity, obviously.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor our trip to Russia and reach out to even more fans across the globe.
Yes, we
drop us a message below.
I know. So I have Baru with me here on the podcast. Baru, how do you feel today?
I feel, you know, like this fulfillment deep inside, because we tried over and over and over again.
And finally,
finally we got through like network issues and whatnot, and FIFA just being a spoiled bitch.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? I don't know, man. Like, we went through the entire process like at least 4 or 5 times.
Dude, it was... There is still 2 computers in my office which are waiting for
an hour
to get into the line.
I still have like a tab open on my mobile phone which says that, oh shit,
you're no longer valid.
I think we got that too inside.
Anyway, so we are going to Russia, all the 3 of us and our spiritual guru, Arush Dikshit.
Yeah, we were almost about to start booking tickets for the CONIFA football, World Football Cup, which is taking place in London.
Yeah.
But thankfully, we got through FIFA, so we'll go for the fake CONIFA tournament.
And for whoever is listening to this, there are going to be massive changes, quite a lot of changes and additions to what we do in terms of sports and football. So, yeah, be tuned. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, man.
You know, I'm just too excited. Okay, having shared that really good news, does the weekend even matter what happened in the Premier League?
Of course it does. Arsenal won after quite a long time.
Oh, now so. We'll talk about it later. Let's start with the game which everyone thought Man U will lose, which is Man U versus Liverpool. And you saw that game as well.
Yeah, so I think even Liverpool went into that match expecting United to like be on the back foot. But it turns out Mourinho, you know, played mind games on Klopp's mind games.
But what mind games? I mean, it's very easy to say things masterclass, but all Mourinho did was really good preparation for the match. He said Dejan Lovren is like really weak, so just like head the ball and Rashford just take on Alexander Arnold.
So do you think that even Mourinho listens to our podcast? Because I remember episode 1 of Football Twaddle when Akash went on and on about how awesome
Dejan Lovren is.
I think he's taken inspiration from there.
I didn't know Mourinho required some podcast from India to figure out how bad Lovren was.
That's required, man.
Yeah. But what did you think of the game in general?
So I think United through and through, like the first half was amazing. And United could have like scored much more than just
4.
Those. Yeah.
We counted 4 at least. Like just apart from the 2 goals, Mata I think got confused thinking that there's actually a defender behind him. He had all the time in the world to like
and
control
the ball.
And
what a beauty that would have been, man. Like.
Oh, yeah. No, no. If he had just controlled the ball and like scored like a normal goal, he had enough time to do that.
But yeah, you go for the spectacular.
He went for spectacular thinking there was a defender behind him. He had no idea that there's no one there. And then there was a through ball which Valencia could have made to like Lukaku, but Valencia decided to be greedy and go on his own, and he missed that chance. But United very well could have been like 4-0 up in the first half.
Yeah, but second half then, I mean, they realized that they've got the game in the bag, so.
Yeah, they did. There was no, like, De Gea didn't make any great save. And the only goal Liverpool scored was like a beauty from Eric Bailly.
Yeah, that he had that long time coming. So I mean,
what was that back heel, dude? That was Henry-esque, if not anything.
I think it's the presence of mind that makes him such a valuable player for Liverpool. Anyway, moving on. That was the result. So 2-1 to United.
So is the second place locked for United now? They're 5 points ahead of Liverpool and 9 ahead of Chelsea now.
Definitely, definitely. I mean,
I was actually going through some stats. United finished last year with 69 points in 39 games, and they're at 65 at 30. So I mean,
they have quite the scope to fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. So how much ever we bitch about their style of play and what they've done, there seems to be clear improvement
over last year, yeah,
in terms of performance and everything.
Unless until they bottle it at this stage, because they don't want to like surpass.
So even if they bottle it and win only two games, they're still 71. They've surpassed last year.
Yeah, but weren't there rumors about Mourinho being considered for the sack?
No. It's probably created by Arsenal fans, but there was no rumors like that. There were absolutely no rumors like that.
I don't know, it was some Chelsea expert. Conte.
In fact, I read a report saying that the Man U board basically has told players that it's Mourinho's way or the highway, and this is what.
So basically, the players can leave, but Mourinho won't.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, so he probably, and if he does, like if he gets into Champions League semi-final, FA Cup final or whatever, he is going to like, and I think we should have to talk something on the Premier League website. They've said Rashford scored 3 goals on the 14th, 24th and the 27th minute, which is not true. So guys,
yeah, which is probably the quickest hat-trick in the EPL this season.
But please change that. It doesn't bode well. Yeah. To the richest league in the world.
Jason? Jason from the PL digital team, could you please note that down?
I mean, given that we've ended today on such a high, and the whole week for everyone, like even Chelsea won 2-1, I mean, they should have probably won much more comfortably.
Yeah, when you think of it, it was such a non-consequential week for the race, right?
Yeah.
The top four, the second to fourth race, man.
Man, it's so much. Even Chelsea won, but they're still behind Spurs. But now, the big thing is, can Chelsea overtake Spurs, given that Harry Kane is injured and looks like he's out for 4 to 5 weeks?
Yeah, well, it does look like it. I mean, Harry Kane was the... Apart from De Gea, I don't think there's anyone who's earned more points for his team than Harry Kane.
Son.
And Sterling, actually, man.
Son.
Son just scores when they're already winning, man.
No, come on.
He scored like what?
We're watching a Korea match, alright? Son is the
Son
guy.
Yeah, Son is the guy. But we're watching England too also, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yes, in that context, let's talk about Harry Kane. What is... You think Harry Kane will be, like, properly match fit by the world time World Cup starts?
I think he's taken inspiration from Neymar.
And just, like, last
months. So, you know, they're probably going to work on other areas of the game by feigning an injury.
Feigning, really? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. It's not Dele Alli, it's Harry Kane.
I mean, it's so the World Cup mind games have already started.
Oh!
So, jeez. Panama have no idea what's coming. The hurricane that's going
to
hit them.
The pressure to perform under for football twaddle is like at the greatest right now. So, yes, even Tottenham win. They were like trailing 1-0 in the game, if I'm not wrong, right?
Tottenham? I didn't watch that game.
I know, but you can still see the score and know that they were trailing 1-0 because
I hate this job.
This is so random. I didn't watch the game. What has that got to do with anything?
Oh yeah, they were.
And then they come back, Harry Kane scores and he's injured. So, do you think this is Chelsea's opportunity? You think Tottenham will...
Harry Kane didn't score.
Oh, he assisted, I guess.
He didn't assist either. What game are you watching, sir?
I don't know, dude. I always think Harry Kane's assisting something or the other. Oh, that, no, he missed a goal.
That's just positive thinking.
Yes, he missed a goal. But anyway, do you think this is Chelsea's like way into top four now, given that Harry Kane is not going to play for like 4 weeks?
Yeah, well, it's a good opportunity for them because unless until... But even last season, we noticed like Son usually steps up when Kane is not like doing his thing. So
there's how much more can Son step up? He's like already playing so well.
Yeah, so I think that's the point, right? He's already like hit the ground running. So
yes, so that's done and Chelsea wins, and there was pressure on Arsenal to beat the team with the balls, man.
There's something wrong with the PL app
website,
you know? So apparently Mustafi scored 2 goals.
Guys, please correct your website.
Jason.
Yes, anyway. So, Arsenal beat Watford 3-0. Almost inconsequential because Arsenal will still probably end the season at the 6th position. But, yeah, the team... I mean, Troy Deeney is associated with as much as abusing Arsenal this
cojones.
Season. As anyone else.
I think he's lost his cojones in this match. I mean, a penalty got saved by Peter Cech.
How was
it
that?
It was so poetic, man. I mean, his 200th... clean sheet in the Premier League, and that was some way, you know, for it to like all just fit in, because Deeney with his
cojones.
his cojones or lack of it rather.
Yeah, so but did Arsenal show cojones? I mean, come on. Arsenal last two games, suddenly they beat AC Milan 2-0, they beat Watford 3-0. So
I think all these clubs are reacting. I mean, they're preparing for Arsenal looking at the previous four or five matches. And they're like, you know what? I think, guys, you know, they showed some complacency and they're like, you know, we've got this in the bag already. So Arsenal really didn't have to do as much to win the match rather than the other teams did to not.
But there was
try.
A time when Arsenal was leading 1-0 and then it looked quite shaky till the second and the third goal came.
So are you talking about Mustafi's two goals?
No, I'm talking about the real goals. Didn't Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan score?
Yeah, and that was quite an amazing, like a really cool goal from Aubameyang.
Oh, that was.
Cheeky bastard, like. Rounds up the keeper and just taps it in.
Dude, you could see Dortmund 1-2 there, Mkhitaryan pass and Aubameyang goal.
Well, it looks like a good budding partnership that's coming.
Does it always prove that, you know, people will say whatever they have to, but at the end of the day, Wenger.
Speaking of whatever people want to say, I mean, people are already comparing about how Sanchez is like misplaced 200 passes or something already.
But I think this whole Sanchez thing, Sanchez was misplacing passes all the time. It's just that once he decided to leave Arsenal, the Arsenal fans took initiative to tell others how bad he was.
But even now, I mean, people, so now that, so an Arsenal fan is going to be like, oh, he's misplacing so many passes. And Mickey's scoring more, assisting more than Sanchez is. But then United fans are like, but Sanchez is winning more games.
Dude,
right. But that's where then the Arsenal fans take a step back and they're like, oh, by the way, the reason we sold him is not his performance. But it's how he was, the influence he was in the dressing room and, you know, things like that.
I don't know, dude. I've already seen Mourinho substitute him in two games at 75th, 79th minute.
But the last game was 90 plus 2 minutes, man.
Yeah, that's the Mourinho doesn't give a fuck about.
That's like just making a statement. Yeah, I don't want you to finish the match.
Yeah, so basically Mourinho is saying, dude, I am the boss here. I don't care where you come from, how much you earn,
your dogs eat.
Yeah, how much you earn, what you do, how much you cry.
PF kitna milta hai.
It does not matter. You do what I say.
But I think he's already put that point across in Pogba's case.
Yeah.
I mean, people thought like Pogba was the biggest star in world football when he came, joined. Like he was at least the most expensive. But...
Yeah,
Mourinho's like, it doesn't matter, man. He's like the rock.
Dude, that is pretty awesome. I mean, how much are you hate that guy? You have to admire him for basically saying fuck off.
His cojones.
Yeah, he has real cojones, not like Troy Deeney.
But he's Portuguese, right? So it's cojones. Because you have to pronounce the J.
One more thing we need to talk about is Newcastle.
Yeah, what a beautiful goal, man.
By ex-Chelsea. I mean, he's still a Chelsea player, still only on loan.
Who isn't on loan from Chelsea, man?
Kennedy! How was that?
I think Newcastle are trying to show Bergam that, you know, even we can control the ball and spin the other way and score a goal.
Really?
See, it's always going to, you know, haunt them, so.
Yeah, I mean, we are trying to run through all these results because I think now is the time to take a pause and talk about if Arsenal thought they had it really bad with Arsene Wenger. There is a club in London which basically shows that, guys, we have it way worse. Baru, a quiz question. Name the club. It's based out of East London.
West Ham.
Yes. Did you see what happened at West Ham?
No, what happened?
Wow, man, you're faking this so much.
What happened?
Didn't you see the crowd trouble at West Ham, Baru?
No.
Fine. Let us go with even more stupid. Do you think there's trouble at West Ham between the fans and the owner?
Is there? All I know is that the stadium has like this athletic track around it, so the fans are not too close to the action.
I mean, if you distill,
but it doesn't matter.
If you distill it to the point, basically saying that fans are protesting because there's an athletic track around.
They don't
the
feel
stadium.
As close to the club anymore. Because of that athletic track.
But don't you think that's the case with most of the clubs? The fans really don't feel close to the club, at least in England. We can't really comment about other countries. Because
well,
the clubs are
literally speaking, I mean, Chelsea has a pretty tight stadium, so. The fans are like right there. It's an old school.
Yeah, but Chelsea, we were the first club to basically tell, look, owner, you keep pumping in money. We will turn up. We are there like, you know, rent seekers. We will turn up. We'll
rent boys. Oh,
yeah,
shit, man.
We will support the team.
Was that like a meta reference to Chelsea's...
Yeah, but then other clubs. Look, the problem with West Ham is, oh, they threw coins at the owner. He got hurt. The owners had to be like kept in the stadium because there was massive crowd trouble. There was pitch invasion. Mark Noble was tackled a fan. And
Mark Noble was tackled by a fan.
Mark Noble tackled a
tackled
fan.
Tackled a fan.
Yeah.
A West Ham fan.
West Ham fan. Because they did the pitch invasion 3-4 times and it just got out of control.
What was the score?
Oh, all this because Burnley beat West Ham.
3-0.
4-1.
Oh shit.
Well done, Baru.
I got the goal difference right.
Yeah. 3 goal difference is what.
But speaking of pitch invasions, can we talk about the Greek Super League?
Yes.
Man.
So, I read the entire thing about this. So, do you know what the whole situation is?
It was a disallowed goal, right?
No.
Which stems deeper, is it?
Yeah, it stems much deeper. So, this club basically was playing Olympiacos before.
They were playing them before.
Yeah. So, what happened when they were playing Olympiacos was that they were trailing by 7 points. And the fans were banned from the stadium and they were docked 3 points or whatever. And then there was a ruling in their favor, which is PAOK. I don't know how to pronounce their name. There was a favor in their ruling. And the difference between them and Olympiacos became like 4 points. But the fans were, and the stadium sold tickets to the fans. But in Greece, every ticket sold has to be approved by the Ministry of Finance.
What?
Yeah, like you say we sold this many tickets and the Ministry of Finance approves. But on the weekend, Ministry of Finance is on holiday. So, but their fans still entered the stadium. Now they're playing AEK, who is leading the league. And they score a 89th minute goal. The referee gives a goal. And then he speaks to the assistant and rules it offside. Right? And then the owner with his gun.
Pistol.
Gun. Oh, come on. Pistol. With a fully loaded gun, I'm assuming. Enters the pitch. And then there's like massive trouble. The game is stopped. And after 2 hours of hectic discussions, the match is given to PAOK because AEK players refused to come out because they felt threatened. And what they felt threatened by is, I think the owner told the referee or one of the AEK players that, like the usual Hindi dialogue, stadium ke bahar mil dekhta hun tujhe.
Catch you later.
So he did that and they didn't want to play. And because they refused to play, the referee had to award the match to PAOK. Now they are 1 point behind AEK Athens in the Greek Super League. And that is the whole trouble. But this is crazy, dude. Which owner is allowed with a gun in the stadium?
No, which owner is
and
allowed?
By the way, he's a Russian.
Oh, yeah.
The owner
Gazidis,
is a
Gazidis family. Right?
Not Gazidis family.
Some Idis family, man.
This is not Arsenal. What is Gazidis family?
No, I meant like the suffix of his name was like Idis or something. Man.
Dude, this is crazy. I mean, this is the same time when West Ham happens. So, and West Ham's pitch invasion now looks like some child's thing. It's like some kindergarten compared to what happened in the Greek Super League. But what's happened?
Savidis. And look, he's got the same first name.
Ivan Savidis.
Russian oligarch.
Yeah. I mean, how can they allow anyone in the stadium with a gun? What about safety and all of this?
Yeah, but he's sorry.
What the fuck is that?
He said he's sorry.
What is I'm sorry?
Dude,
Petacek was sorry when he allowed a goal and he apologized to Arsenal fan. Two goals and he apologized to Arsenal fan. A owner carrying a gun and threatening a referee is not sorry.
But, pehli baar galti hua hai.
That's crazy.
But I think that was the most interesting thing that happened in world football this
weekend. Yeah, there's nothing. So, West Ham's pitch invasion seems, yeah, whatever, blah.
You can do better.
Yeah, and all this happened while Man City aram se beat Stoke.
People had even forgotten that they had a match, man.
Yeah, I just realized it on Tuesday morning. Oh, they beat Stoke 2-0.
Oh, Silva scored 2.
So, the most important question is, has Pep done it on a cold winter night at Stoke? Or was it sunny?
Cold Monday night
at Stoke. Man. Was it sunny there?
Well, it was as cold as it gets. I mean, if London is this cold and wet right now, you can only imagine what Stoke would. But I don't think like anyone saw that match.
Even Man City fans are like, yeah, fuck it, we can't watch this.
So all two of them didn't go? They didn't watch it. Arushan.
And Gallagher. Yeah, but Man City are now at 81 points, 30 games. And if they win
the... Have Arsenal mathematically lost the league yet?
I don't even know how many points.
48.
That's it? Fuck, they are only at 48 points.
Yeah, we just survived relegation.
I mean, taking that to be true, 48. And even if Arsenal win the next 8 games, oh, that's 72 points. That's not bad. They'll still probably finish 6th, but that is not bad.
But does that mean like Tottenham is finishing over Arsenal this year?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I didn't know. There's Chelsea also above Arsenal.
So Tottenham need 12 points from the next 8 games.
Oh, wait. Arsenal are in 48, right? So they're 8 matches. If they win all the 8, they are at 72, correct?
Mm.
They've lost it.
Oh, man.
This is the day Arsenal have lost the Premier League.
Actually, we lost it quite a while back.
And Chelsea are also out of the Premier League. The maximum point Chelsea will reach is 80. So mathematically, Chelsea and Arsenal are out of the Premier League this weekend.
It's a dark day for Arsenal and Chelsea fans.
And it is only March. We are on March 13th. And this is what happened.
What went wrong, man?
For Chelsea? Dude, I mean, where do I start?
I mean, if you look at it,
Chelsea finished last year at 93 points and the max they'll finish this year is 80 points, and this is after buying players worth 150-160 million. So obviously something has majorly gone wrong at that club. I mean, look at the people they bought. They bought Bakayoko, they bought Drinkwater, they bought Morata, then they bought Giroud. Who else did they buy?
Didn't Batshuayi come last year?
Batshuayi came. Aray, who's that guy? Ederson, what's his name? They bought him in Jan. And all the five combined have cost them at least 150 million. So in spite of that, they've regressed. I mean, Conte has to take the blame. Who is he blaming for all of this? Why?
Akon.
Huh?
Akon.
Akon.
Because he said, you can put the blame on me.
Yeah. So what are the other results of the weekend, Baru?
I'm still fascinated with the table.
There's nothing. Okay, let's run through this. Bournemouth and Spurs, we know.
Oh, West Ham lost 3-0 actually.
To Burnley.
You said 4-1.
I was talking about Bournemouth and Spurs, sorry.
No,
talking about Burnley versus West Ham.
Yeah.
Because you spoke about goal difference of 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about pitch invasions.
Exactly. And Newcastle beat Southampton 3-0. Making, and Everton.
Walcott was involved in this goal.
Sam! Big Sam's turning things around, I say. By ensuring opposition score own goal.
No, Walcott put pressure on him. That's why he scored.
I mean, if opposition is caves under Walcott pressure, we know what sort of opposition it is. And then West Brom. We know. I mean, West Brom had taken
there
the
is
lead.
Something seriously wrong with that this time.
Yeah.
Apparently, Leicester scored 5 goals, but...
Yeah, whatever's wrong with them. But West Brom, again, losing 1-4-1. So, they're doomed. They're gone. Right? I mean, I don't even know why I'm asking you this rhetorical bullshit question. But...
Quite a few teams still threatened by relegation.
Wow. Can you even make more amazing analysis?
Observations.
Oh, Huddersfield Swansea. You know the beauty of this game? You know the percentage of possession Swansea had?
Around 80. Oh, 18.
19. And how Huddersfield had like 27 shots on goal.
Is this like the lowest? And we were just talking about last week like how good Swansea have been in recent
But they still
matches.
Got a draw. In spite of being so bad, they got a draw.
Yeah, well, they were down to 10 men, right? In the first 11 minutes. So
not in the first, after the first 11.
So
it's not like Sergio Ramos, no?
Could
going,
be like
going for a bathroom break and coming back. Yeah, so, but Swansea, that's a good point. In spite of playing bad, they got a 0-0 draw against Huddersfield. And what else? West Brom, we know, lost to Leicester. And yes, that's about it. Now let's go to the table.
So apparently the Arsenal women's team are in the Continental Cup finals.
Yeah, yeah, keep talking about that. So let's talk about the relegation fight. I mean, West Brom is gone, but Stoke at 27 and Brighton at 11th at 34. So 11 to 19th are still there in the fight for relegation.
I think we're going to see a lot of those 6-point games coming up just because of the fact that there's so many clubs threatened by relegation.
What is up with the league this year, man?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still possible for a club like Everton to get relegated.
No,
they lose the next
matches. I mean, generally 40 is considered, but 37 is good enough, I think, because West Brom is already gone, right? At 20. It doesn't even look like they're going to win any matches. So, we are left with... Yeah, I think even Brighton are almost safe.
Southampton, West Ham, Huddersfield,
I think
Swansea.
It's going to be between West Ham, Southampton, Crystal Palace and Stoke. So, two of these four are going to go. And Huddersfield.
And Swansea.
Nah, Swansea I think have...
Resurgent.
Have resurgent
form.
Enough to win one or two games. And West Ham, with the current troubles they have, if they get relegated, now they'll have to sit in that bloody London Stadium in Championship. Oh, by the way, you know, when they moved to the London Stadium, they said, the owner said, we're going to earn so much money and everything. It just added like 7 to 8 million.
That's
to,
it?
That's it. It's not even enough to buy a player. That's the whole problem. The fans are like, you guys sold us this shit. We didn't even want to move the stadium. You're not even earning more money off it. The stadium moving has been handled so badly. And you're not buying anyone or buying random players. And we are in this state because of you, the owners.
But at least the bubble machines are working well in the new stadium also. So.
Really?
Isn't that all that West Ham fans need?
No. No, they don't. Yes. So, our bet is still on. Will West Brom get relegated first or will Man City win the title first?
So, the thing about West Brom getting relegated is that we'll find out only in game week 36.
And Man City will win in probably game week 34.
Yep.
Don't tell me I'm going to lose this bet.
We have a winner.
Anyway, who cares? We are going to Russia! Should we meet Ivan?
Gazidis.
Not Gazidis.
Even it is.
Okay, so we are going to end this podcast the way we started it. Baru.
We are going to Russia. Alright.
Woohoo! Okay, bye.
Bye. Fade to black.